Good morning, it's 619 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Georgetown basketball coach and former NBA great Patrick Ewing has been released from the hospital and is recovering from COVID-19 at home. The 57-year-old Hall of Famer, who played for the Hoyas in college and the Knicks for 15 seasons, announced Friday that he had tested positive for the virus and was being treated at a hospital. Ewing's son confirmed Monday that his father was feeling better and thanked the doctors and nurses who looked after him during his hospital stay. In other sports news related to the coronavirus pandemic, the NHL is hoping to move to phase two of its return-to-play protocol early next month. That includes opening practice facilities and allowing small group workouts. Six players will be allowed in team facilities at one time for voluntary workouts. No on-ice coaching or instruction is permitted. A 22-page memo detailing the plan stresses there's no exact date for the start of phase two or a timetable for how long it will last. And the National Women's Soccer League says players may start training in small groups, provided it is done under league protocols and meets the requirements of local authorities. Teams will be able to progress to full team training on May 30th. In NASCAR news, three critical crew members of Denny Hamlin's team were suspended Monday for a piece of tungsten that fell from Hamlin's car on the pace lap before the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday. The tungsten is required to meet minimum weight requirements on the car, and the NASCAR rulebook states if it is separated at any point, it is an automatic four-race suspension for the crew chief, car chief, and engineer. Meaning crew chief Chris Gabehart, car chief Brandon Griffith, and engineer Scott Simmons are suspended through June 10th. Hamlin didn't enter the race until eight laps had been completed as a result of the break. And Turner Sports says Sunday's golf match, called the Match Champions for Charity, attracted an average of 5.8 million viewers across four of its networks. Turner says it was the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history. I'm Jesse King.